that were ranged from Animal Collective to The Knife to Talking Heads and Gorillaz. Well, in the second half, we'll be hearing songs that some are a little more mellow and some are a little more obscure, and some I'm pretty sure you might know. So, we're beginning it off with a song that is perhaps my favorite song by this artist, which is the A Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tralala Band with Choir, often just called Silver Mount Zion or A Silver Mount Zion Orchestra, but for this album, and they changed their name for every album, they called themselves The, with two E's, so The A Silver Mount Zion Orchestra, Memorial Orchestra, with Choir, and Tralala Band. And the song's name is Babylon Was Built on Fire, Stars No Stars. From the album, This Is Our Punk Rock, The Rusted Satellites Gather and Sing. That's a lot of words. They like a lot of words in naming their songs, and honestly, I think it works. Sure, it may be a little pretentious, but after all, post-rock as a genre is nothing if it's not pretentious. And here it will begin.
Thank you.
That was Babylon Was Built on Fire, Stars No Stars, by the Silvermount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tralala Band with choir. Moving on, we will now be hearing from a band called Flotation Toy Warning, from the album Bluffer's Guide to the Flight Deck. The song is Fire Engine on Fire, Part 2. Thank you. from Fire Engine on Fire Part 2 to Dave and Cowboy by Boards of Canada from the album The Campfire Head Phase.
Thank you.
on from Davian Cowboy into St. Elmo's Fire by Brian Eno from Another Green World.
Scrambled through the moors and through the briars, through the endless blue meanders, in the blue August noon, in the cool August noon. Over the nights and through the fires, we went surging down the wires, through the towns and on the highways, through the storms in all their thundering. The blue August noon, in the cool August noon. Then we rested in a desert where the bones were white as teeth sun, and we saw St. Elmo's fire spitting irons in the ether.
From Brian Eno into Radiohead's Burn the Witch from A Moon-Shaped Pool from 2016. Hopefully we get new music from Radiohead soon.
Talk around tables.
that song ends with Tom York saying, "I know where you live. I have a message for the place where you do live. This is a PSA. Home fire preparedness. Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit www.redcross.org to learn more." And back to the music. This is not a song with the name Fire in the title. It's not a song with fire in the name of the album. It's a song with fire in the name of the artist. It is Arcade Fire. The album is Funeral, and the song is Neighborhood Number 3, Power Out. It's one of my favorites. I hope that you might find it your favorite after listening to it.
I'm
With that, our final burst of energy as we enter the more slow portion of the evening, as we close out the end of the set, which has been 2 hours. It started at 2 o'clock. It's 3:42 now, and we have 3 songs remaining to play. The first one is by Portishead. I actually mentioned Portishead earlier when I was talking about live albums. I mentioned Roseland, New York City Live, which was from 1998, if I remember correctly. This album appeared on that, or many of the songs from that live album were from this album, Dummy, which was released in 1994. And of course, Portishead are one of the big names in the trip-hop genre. In fact, maybe the biggest name, along with maybe Massive Attack. But we'll be listening to Portishead now. And if you know the tracklist to Dummy, then you'll probably be able to predict what song I'll be playing right now, as after all, this is the end of the Four Classical Elements series. And in previous nights, we had done an episode on Air. That was our first episode. And then we had one on Earth. And then we had one on Water. And now, this is the end of Fire. Or rather, approaching the end of it, because afterwards we have two still very amazing songs that, again, are songs that I can't help myself listen to. When I make the set list for each show, I often find I'm listening to a couple of songs because I'm rediscovering them. And all three of these were songs that I rediscovered for myself. And so, like I mentioned, if you know the set list or the track list of Dummy, then you'll probably be able to know that the song is It's a Fire by Portishead. And here it is.
It's a fire. These dreams have passed me by. This salvation I desire keeps getting me down. 'Cause we thank you.
So, that was It's a Fire. And if we're talking about songs in terms of live performances as we did with Portishead in Roseland, New York City Live, then the next artist, Kishibashi, is an artist I saw recently enough. I believe it was in November when he came to Boston, which was an excellent show. And Kishibashi actually, I believe, said that he would be coming back next year. And he was there the year before, so it seems like he's coming to Boston quite frequently. But this year is actually one of my favorite songs of his. And it's called Flame on Flame, a slow dirge. And as it says, a slow dirge, we are entering the end of the show with only one song after this. But for now, from Sonderlust, Flame on Flame, here it is. last song of the Classical Element series, and the last song of the evening, we have a song by the Cockatoo Twins from the album Heaven or Las Vegas. And this album is something that sometimes I'll put on as I'm trying to fall asleep, but then turn it off as I fall asleep, but it's something that's awfully calming, something that's relaxing, settling down. And this song is the epitome of Heaven or Las Vegas for me, and maybe all of Cockatoo Twins overall. And quite fittingly, it's also the last song of the album. And it's one that I'll close out the evening with. So, just like as I might listen to it as I might fall asleep, I will play it as this evening comes to an end. It's Fro Fro Foxes and Midsummer Fires.
Let's go.
was Forever Foxes and Midsummer Fires by the Cocteau Twins. And this is They Had a Large Barge for Radio Antenna Tower on it. And now, good night.